Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley declared his own state of emergency on Sunday as the scope of the flooding was immediately evident. At week's end, David Crowley joins us for what's happening now and what's next. And thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Frederica. Always a pleasure.
So now, just under a week since these torrential rains and flooding, what is happening in Milwaukee right now in the aftermath?
Well, we've had an opportunity to talk to many different neighbors and businesses, and a lot of them are facing a lot of devastation and really heartbroken as far as what this severe weather has done to them. And so right now we are in the recovery mode. And so we have damage assessment teams working in conjunction with not only our local official, but as well as the Wisconsin Emergency Management. And our job is to make sure we do this analysis, report that damage. Hopefully we'll be getting that preliminary data done today. We'll be then turning that over to the Wisconsin Emergency Management System to see if we can get a FEMA declaration. I've heard that they may be coming as soon as next week, more to hear on that. But when they're here, that gives an opportunity to do an analysis of our damage report and for them to actually tour and see the damage themselves before making a declaration.
What is the scope of the damage? Do you know yet? Do you have kind of a ballpark dollar damage figure?
When you think about a 1,000-year flood, it could create a lot of damage, right? 1,000-year rainstorm coming into our community. And so far, we've had the opportunity to actually assess over 2,900 different levels of properties. And we see a lot of my properties who have either major damage or completely destroyed. And so we know that when it comes down to our public infrastructure, it exceeds $23 million to date at this moment. And so as we continue to do these damage assessments, we're just asking for the public's patience to contact 211 as much as possible to report that damage so we can give an accurate assessment.
What was worst hit?
You know, I don't think, you know, when you come up, talk about Milwaukee County, I would say what was worst hit is our pride. You know, this is something that we never really understood was coming our way. But when you see what has happened in Greenfield, what has happened in West Allis, City of Milwaukee, including Wauwatosa, there's a lot of damage. And we've also heard about other communities outside of Milwaukee County who've also faced a certain level of damage. And so it is our hope that we will be able to receive some level of FEMA assistance. Compared to what we've seen out there with my own eyes, I do think that we've reached that threshold for a presidential declaration.
How are residents coping?
You know, the residents are doing everything that they can. Many are heartbroken, but I've also seen many folks whose spirits are still high. And I'm glad to see folks helping out. Been going to different neighborhoods, seeing neighbors helping neighbors, businesses really stepping up. But what this community really needs is for their neighbors, you know, folks from all across this state to really come down and assist with the cleanup, helping us to get to those, you know, recovery efforts, getting to that place of normal as much as we can and as quickly as possible. But I want folks to know that, you know, our spirits aren't broken. You know, we are a strong and resilient Milwaukee County, and we're going to do everything that we can to not only recover, but to rebuild the best way possible.
You're kind of putting a call out for people to come to help. Is there enough help on the ground?
You know, when you're talking about the level of devastation and not just the physical damage, but the psychological damage that this can have, you know, we need as much help as possible, right? I mean, there are so many seniors, people with disabilities, who still haven't been able to clean out their basements and still have, you know, severe damage in their basements. But you also have individuals who have lost, you know, their foundation completely and, you know, have close to 3 feet of mud and water still in their basements and needing the help to clean those things up. And so we do need as much help as possible. We're asking folks to not only contact the Red Cross to provide some level of assistance, but we do have our website, county.milwaukee.gov/2025floodresources, where individuals can sign up to create their own volunteer teams to go out and help individuals.
Are you optimistic that FEMA will deliver federal disaster aid here?
You know, I am hopeful that they will be able to give us that federal declaration. When you think about the level of damage, again, $23 million in public infrastructure alone, and seeing homes who are already being quoted $100,000 in order to rebuild to the magnitude that they feel comfortable with, I mean, that's quite extreme. And we know that, you know, insurance isn't going to cover everything for individuals. And so if we want to bring back individual assistance and be able to rebuild the best way possible, That declaration is going to be extremely key moving forward. And so I'm grateful for Governor Evers and making the state declaration. And so hopefully we'll be seeing that at the federal level soon.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you all giving us a chance to tell our story and put out a call for help.
Of course, of course. All right. Thank you. We will be, of course, watching and covering. So thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.